Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What's up, good people? It's me, DL Cows, back with another episode. In this episode, we are talking about how the circle gets smaller and everybody can't go. The mental health around it and how we are affected by it. Let's go. Win a day.
Every day, if you ain't on what I'm on, get the fuck up out my way. Gotta win, win a day. It's a day, a great day to be great. No, I can't sit back and wait. Win a day, it's today, a great day to be great. No, I can't sit back and wait. Win a day, 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 go win a day. Win a day, 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 go win a day.
All right, what's up, babe? Let's get into this episode.
What's happening, man?
What's up?
How you
doing? Nothing much. Feeling good. Feeling great. It's been a grand day. I've been chilling. I've been vibing, just doing me today.
Period.
I'm giving a 9/10, honestly. Okay. I'm just really up there. I'm chilling today.
Yeah, she feeling real good because I didn't even get to ask where she was on the mental health scale. She just gave it to me.
I just had to run it down right quick.
Yes. I believe I'm feeling about a 9/10 as well, you know? Shit, I'm feeling good. It's a good day. Feeling real good outside.
Yeah, it's pretty hot today.
And yeah, you know, just doing what we do.
Doing what we do best. Living.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, living a life. Living a life like it's
basically
golden.
Basically. Let's put this phone on D&D right quick.
Nah, for real.
And let's get into it. Let's you ready go. To get into it? Or
yeah, I'm ready.
All right, so how much do intuition play a part in knowing who belongs around you and who doesn't?
Okay.
We hopping right into it.
We did hop right into this, didn't we?
Okay. It's giving everybody
episode
just can't
16.
Go, for real.
Oh, it's 4:44 right now. Wow. We're releasing it at midnight.
Tatted on us.
It's divine how we really just talking about all of this and everything. How we done been through a whole bunch of stuff with like different relationships, witnessing it. But as far as like intuition and how it plays a part in knowing who belongs around and who doesn't, I think it's like really huge. Like you have to really be tapped into yourself. Like you have to really kind of know. And if you don't have the same intuition, like for instance, like my intuition always gets stronger. I've always had an intuition. Like when I peep something about somebody, I can't unsee it.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it's my place to say something then or not, like it's just one of those things where when I know, I know. It might not be the time to speak about it or to act on it, but I know.
Mm-hmm.
And I also give myself enough time to check to make sure, is this something that I'm creating or is this something that my intuition is really telling
me? Right, because it can be tricky.
Yeah, and that's why I say that it really depends on like your relationship with your intuition, for sure. For sure. So I think it's really big.
Yeah, I think it's real big too. And I think catching the red flags and reading the room of certain situations play a big part as well, because it's just like you can feel like, now I know I'm not tripping, and then you know the night or whatever could play out, but then you sleep on that or whatever, and something, it's your intuition is going to tell you every time. It's going to be like a little itch or something that's letting you know, like, it's something about this person. Mm-hmm. It's something about the way folks moving, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know you're not tripping. And 9 times out of 10, when you feel like you got to ask yourself, are you tripping? You hitting it right on the nail.
Yeah.
You hitting it right on the nail. Yeah. You just don't want to believe it at that time, but you're really hitting it right on the nail.
Yes.
Been or done it, seriously.
Yes.
And then, let's get into it.
Okay, and what, before we go to the next thing, I will say, we're going to really get into it.
Excuse like my coughing as well, y'all. Excuse my coughing. I'm getting over a little cold. I'm going to call it a little cold. I don't know. you know.
Yeah, we don't claim.
We don't claim nothing. So I just had a little.
You don't.
Yeah. A little cough, but I'm good now.
Yes, yes, but like we really finna get into it. But before we get off of the intuition tip, just don't do too much fighting with your intuition. Like, mm-hmm. yes, question everything. That's what me and Shay believe. Like, question everything.
Everything.
But not to a point where you running yourself in circles and into the ground because you're really just going against the grain of what your intuition and what life is really telling you. Like, mm-hmm. but yeah, like. Question, let's see what it is, but don't fight that intuition, because the thing is, and like I said, we're gonna get into it, but the thing is that intuition will whoop your ass if you don't listen.
Tear that ass up.
Yeah. So moving right along, let's talk about energy vampires.
Okay, so it's like where do we start? So energy vampires. Okay, so y'all know how y'all got those friends. And okay, so like every time you get around this friend, it's just like what they going through. Oh my God, this, me, you know, victim, all of that. Being around that person every time, it's just like knowing that this is what we about to be talking about. This is, I done been there, y'all. Like, people calling me all the time just to vent and stuff like that. I'm always open ears, you know what I'm saying? But when you are victimizing yourself and you don't have no drive for solutions and stuff like that, that's when it's a problem. That's when it's just like, now you're really feeding off of me. You're like, you're on me to feed off of me. I know when I call Shay, I can get me some energy. I know for a fact she's going to listen to me say how a nigga knocked me up. Oh, I don't know if I can say that. If a dude knocked me upside my head last night, and I'm telling her, like, you know, this is not the way. This ain't love. Like, this, mm-hmm. this gonna keep happening. This ain't cute. This ain't, you know what I'm saying? Like, that toxic stuff, that mm-hmm. toxic stuff isn't cute. But
2 weeks, 2 months later, the same thing.
That part. And I can't take that no more. So, like, mm-hmm. when energy vampires are basically someone who leeches off your energy and don't pour into you.
Yep.
You always got something that's wrong with you. It's always something with you. Like, how are you always a victim?
Mm-hmm.
How are you always a victim?
Mm-hmm. And then the part, like, once you start peeping the scene or whatever, and like, because in real time, when we're like, when we've been like being such good friends and things like that, and depending on how close we are to certain people and stuff, we don't necessarily notice that it's happening mm-hmm. all the time.
Yep. Until
you end up cutting somebody off, or
weird shit, the relationship
changes or something, like you mm-hmm. don't realize it's happening until you look back and you're like, oh my gosh, this person literally uses me like a battery pack.
Charge up.
Literally.
Use all my battery. Let me go give me some charge. Recharge.
Literally.
And then don't care about what you taking from somebody else, from mm-hmm. this person, your friend, your dear, near friend.
It's intentional. Like, sorry, not sorry, but it's intentional. No matter how sweet this person is, no matter what this person has been through, they know for a fact that if I call this person, I'm going to get recharged.
Yep.
And it's like, you're not thinking about, what do I need? You're not pouring back into me. It's just all about you. It's your drama, what you going through.
Hey,
it's the same dude problems. It's the same girl problems.
I've had somebody tell me, straight up, y'all, my dude told me I need to go hang with you because I always come back charged.
Mm.
Ain't that something? Mm.
And in some toxic relationships, they'll try to have you not be around real
the energy,
you
pack.
Know, folks. Like
mm-hmm.
the energy vampires, you got to watch out
yep.
for them.
And it's not just always about somebody being around you. This can be your boss. This could be
any
just anybody. People coming up to you asking for money, like, you know, like. By all means, folks gonna ask, but when it's like something comes upon you, like yesterday, I had a fiend. If you don't know what a fiend is, I mean, You just don't know what it is. But a fiend came up to me yesterday and was telling me, like, just tweaked out, telling me, like, you've been stealing for us for all these years. And just, I'm walking in Dollar Tree and they're just walk behind me and steady saying something in line, just yelling to everybody in line, like, y'all owe me and all of this stuff. And I literally had to tell myself, because at first I had like checked it, because at first I'm just like, look, nah, I don't know. I told Dollar Tree folks, I don't know who this is, but get her out of here because I don't want a problem, you know. But it, like, when I was in line watching her get with other people, I'm just like literally seeing her get zapped with energy from arguing with all these people and everybody getting her, because it's turning her up. She already turned up, but I'm saying, like, she getting the energy. She's like really going up, up, up. And it was so crazy to see in real time. And, like, yeah, we know it happens, but to see in real time, and, like, she literally arguing, the people who argue with her back, that, like, did something for her.
Yeah.
And me and the lady behind me was talking about that. Like, she was like, wow, they're really exchanging with her. Like, wow. For me to just replay that now. She hit that. She said, they're exchanging with her.
Exactly. And it's like, what are you getting back off of the exchange? Yep. Nothing. Nothing.
To go back and still be talking about, man, the fiend.
Yeah, the energy vampires are crazy.
I had said, I couldn't give her no energy.
Oh, yeah. Mm-mm.
I couldn't do it. But, yeah, back to the topics on hand. Do you ever remember a theme in an old relationship that was draining?
Yes, speaking of energy vampires. This has some friendships, yes, but also, like, some family relationships as well. I won't get too specific, but I've had one specific family member who literally only called me at one point every single day, right? Mm-hmm. And not to, like, laugh and kiki and show me something, but literally to complain and to compare their life to mine and to, oh, I got bop, 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 try to bring up different things that I've done in my accolades and compare to hers on the slick. And just after I look back at that, I was just like, wow.
Sucking you dry.
Wow. And eventually I stopped answering the phone. Mm-hmm. Because, and then also didn't like the solutions that I had to the problems. You're asking me for help. Yeah. And I'm telling you this.
Energy vampire.
It's just like, you're just literally, it's so draining. And it's one of those things, that happens with people who are, like, emotionally immature. Anytime you exchange between a person, your exchanges should leave you charged. There is an exchange of equal charge. It's like you're both plugged in, and there's a connection there. If you walk away from a situation, from a conversation, from someone, and you feel drained, that's an energy vampire, and 9 times out of 10, that person is emotionally immature. Yeah, so yes, I do remember a theme of that in a relationship, and yet it's not, it doesn't benefit.
Yeah, it don't feel good. I know as well. I done had been around a lot of women who's been in situations with men who don't allow them to talk to me after so long, because I am their person who's gonna tell it how it is or whatever. And them calling me, telling me stuff, it's always draining. Like, yeah, sometimes I got enough to exchange or whatever, you know, because I'm that person, but...
But to what sacrifice?
That part.
Yeah.
So when do we try to get out of this situation, or when do we look for a different solution other than calling me complaining and steady going back to the same situation to call me the next day or 2 days later or a week later?
Like I said, it's intentional. It's intentional. I'm going to call this person and I'm going to use you for your energy.
And when she says
I have no intention of getting out of this situation right now, I just want to dump it on you so I can feel better.
And when she say intentional, I want to, like, reiterate, or don't even reiterate, I'm just saying it from my perspective. It's like, I feel like intentional to the point where, like, your soul know exactly what's going on.
Exactly.
Your soul know exactly
what's going on. You know exactly why you're calling this person.
Yeah. And it's too, it is because you're down at this moment. Oh, I've been crying all day.
And now I'm about to go dump. I'm going to go emotionally dump on this person because they're so strong. But you know for a fact they go through stuff too.
Yep.
But you're not concerned with it. Your intentions aren't to uplift your friend. Your intention is to dump on that person. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. It gets real wicked out here. You gotta watch it. Watch your front, back, sides, arounds, all directions.
And I think most people, we all talk about cutting folks off. Yeah, we cut the folks off, but it's like cutting folks off isn't as easy as folks make it seem. Mm-mm. Or even we make it seem. Because you have to see,
you gotta go through the phases of the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of, losing friends is like going through a breakup. It's just not as intimate as losing a lover. So what are some ways you've been reassured in mourning a person who is still living?
What are some ways I've been
reassured? Like, what are some, like, after you have cut somebody off,
mm-hmm.
you have to mourn that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And what are some ways that let you know, like, are you good? Where you at? I'm glad this is why I cut you off, because that's when that hindsight go back.
One of my things is for sure is going to talk about somebody that was like a no-go, going back to talk to them, or like, and see, this may sound petty to some, but like on some real real talk, like the social media stuff, like liking people pictures and stuff, people do stuff like that because they know you're going to see it. Mm-hmm. So, like, you'll talk about somebody cut a homegirl off and she'll go talk to somebody that y'all both cut off together on some stuff. You know what I'm saying? So, like,
That's a good example. Weirdo.
The talking to people, the doing stuff that we planned, or, like, the stuff we talked about, like, and by all means, if it was your idea or if it was, like, something like that, by all means, follow out. But doing, like, just, like, stuff that we was like, okay, yeah, we're going to get a membership for this, or, okay, boom, we're going to hit this, da-da-da-da. Going to do that with weird folks that you've been talked about for, it lets mm-hmm. me know you've been weird. I just didn't know what type of weird you could get. What type of
weird you were, exactly.
And then my last thing is, dang. I don't forgot, y'all. It may come back up.
Mm-hmm.
It may come back up.
Well,
yeah.
I think some things that are reassuring for me is how different things start to get and how things shift. All of a sudden, favor is just flowing into your life because this energy vampire and this person who's been draining and pulling me back and down.
Talk about it.
Like, they're gone, and it's just like, wow, I can see clearer. I feel lighter.
I can see clearer.
The dark cloud isn't around. And now you can look back and be like, wow, this person was a yes man. Never called me out on anything. Never told me how I can get better. It was always me telling them how they can get better. One sided. Mm. It's just like, those are the things.
Yeah.
Those are the things, like, afterwards. I feel like people or Shay can see the growth in me after I have, like, stopped some relationships. And I feel like vice versa as well. Like, we end up growing infinitely more when we cut the chains from baggage that is not good for us.
I've never cut someone off and didn't elevate.
That part.
I mean that in the cockiest period. Way for myself. Yes. Like, I'm popping my own shit right now. Like, I mean that. I've always went up.
Yeah. Look up at the sky and be like, Lord, that's all I had to do?
Like, seriously, that was easy. As hard as it was, it was easy.
Yeah.
As long as it took, it was easy.
Because once you break every chain, you can move freely.
They say one door closed, another one gonna open every time. I promise I don't went up every time.
Yeah, and I've been reassured every time, because just the way that I am, for the most part, especially if there's like a falling out, oh baby, if we fall out and you cut off, eat dirt, bite the curb. period. It's not, and it's just that energy. Keep stay where you at from here on. Mm-hmm. God bless, but eat dirt.
Yeah. Okay, so when do you know when the relationship is off, when something is off, like in the relationship, and what are the signs and how do they show up?
Okay. So
let's break it down.
Yes. Okay, so like I said earlier, you have to go through the phases of a relationship, right? And sometimes it can take years because, yep. For instance, who I am now, like I've always been intuitively intellectual and intelligent. I've always been tapped in.
Mm-hmm.
Always. I was brought into this world that way.
Same, y'all.
However, there's maturity that comes with it as you grow. Like, mm-hmm. just because you were born with something doesn't mean that you've been working each part. That right? Part. So once you start to work the parts of your spirituality, of your spirit, of your soul, you get in tune with yourself. The person who you are today, that's not who you were 5 years ago, right? So it's going to take time throughout a span of your spiritual growth, your personal growth. And when what was once acceptable and okay stops being acceptable and okay. Mm-hmm. And it could be like, for instance, those phone conversations. In a minute, like after a while, it's gonna be like, wait a minute, like how am I doing all this growing and you're still on where we all were kind of like 5 years ago?
Yeah.
Or 3 years ago, 4 years. How is it that you're still there and I've elevated and grown
so much?
And like what is it?
And then you look back and realize how much you have grown.
Yeah, like your circle
and this person still on the same
stuff, draining. You have no assurance in yourself. You're always looking to me. You're always trying to learn and take from me. But a circle is a balance.
Your circle is
a place where you can go to learn, to teach, to get called out, to get better,
mm-hmm.
to get clapped up. Like that's what a circle is. It's balance. A circle is not all yeses. Yay, praise, nah. praise. Like, no, when I do something stupid, when I'm being ignorant, when I have an attitude, call me out on it.
Yep.
Don't sit up here and just accept my attitude and you let me treat you any kind of way because I have an attitude. That's weird.
Exactly.
That's weird.
And just like being a general good person. If somebody around me isn't being a general good person,
yes.
I mean like treating the waitresses and stuff like that. We don't play like that.
Yes.
Like the treating the waitresses, all of that, not tipping, like talking about the homeless folks and how folks look and like how folks' appearance,
yes.
and stuff like that. That's not cool. That's not mm-hmm. cute. Like that, you get no cool points, no brownie points
yeah.
for that.
So So I would say the biggest sign is when you start to feel that imbalance, because 9 times out of 10 the imbalance has been there.
Yeah,
you've chosen, you've been
See, mine is when somebody like when okay, everybody is allowed to have their space.
Mm-hmm.
You're going through something, you're allowed to have your space,
mm-hmm.
and this is life in general. You cannot make anybody hang with you. You cannot like it don't work like that. But when things have always been good. We go through stuff together. We talk about stuff. You vent. Everything is everything. But when stuff, like, when things are elevating and stuff get weird within friendships and stuff like that, it's always some underlined it.
Yes, somebody waiting. They've been just looking. They side-eyeing
you. This done happened to me numerous of times.
Ooh,
the underlining energy and
side-eyeing you in your
relationship.
The
way you know is because they can't tell you. Oh, I've been working. Fool you up. We all work. You feel me? You can't tell me that I'm going through something. Somebody died and I was there for you. Like, you feel me? Like, rent and stuff, that's not problems. Bills is not a problem for real. That's made up stuff. Like, I'm sorry. Like, yes, money can get folks down, but that's a problem.
It's not an excuse to remove yourself from
that
something.
Part.
Like, don't get me wrong. Like, you can remove yourself from whatever, you know, for whenever.
By all means, from
but
anything.
when the energy feels weird in that silence, that's also a sign. That's also when you know, because you can. I don't have to talk to my immediate circle every single day.
The weird within the space.
The only person I got to talk to every single day is Shay. outside of that, I don't have to talk to nobody every single day. But if I don't talk to somebody and the energy starts to feel weird and it's just kind of like, okay, wait, why does this feel this way? Because typically it should feel smooth, like, you know, pick up where you left off. Another sign is that energy. The energy will just pop up. It's like tapping you on the shoulder saying, hey, hey, hey.
But I'm going to tell you every time, if you address it, they're going to have excuse.
Oh, yes.
They're going to have excuse. They're gonna gaslight you. Oh, I've been going through so much.
Me and Shay have gotten done like this on at least two occasions that I can think of where our relationship has been side-eyed. Like, you side-eyeing our relationship and you really, you're really not clapping it up on the cool.
That part.
And then it's really starting to reveal itself later, like towards, it's like, wow, all these pieces are piecing together at this end right quick. And it's like, this part wasn't even on my radar at first. It was some other stuff. And now it's kind of like, oh, it really is our relationship. That has happened a couple of times.
People really don't believe we are who we are.
I kid you not. Like, dang, how dare you not take my girlfriend in my relationship, like, seriously, that's weird. Like, how dare you try to compare your situation and say you're trying to get like us? How dare you not clap up this growing in our relationship? Like, you're ignoring this?
Oh, yeah.
Oh! Uh-huh. Gotcha.
It's
like
waiting on something bad,
dog.
No. Not over here.
Yeah,
you get
the signs be there.
Quick.
The signs be there, and when it's time for that connection to be cut, it's blaring. It's almost sickening because it's just like, wow, how did I miss all of this? Or like, oh, I can finally say all this out loud. I knew I wasn't crazy.
Facts.
Yeah.
I done hit you with that a lot of times. I knew I wasn't tripping. You said this.
Yes, babe.
You said this a long time
ago. Yes, I'd be like, yes, babe. This is how I'm feeling. Or I'll wait something to pop off, and I'm like, okay, I can finally say this because
I've been holding this. I didn't want to.
At first, I didn't want to ripple our relationship.
yeah.
Because
yeah.
It's like, I already know. I know what me and Shay is. I got that foresight. Like, when I saw Shay, I knew. I think I said this on another podcast.
I knew.
So it's like when you're somebody like me, you have to know what you know, but at the same time, don't rush it.
Because
at the same time, I'll fuck up a good thing if you let me. So I have to check myself.
To us is insane to me. The comparing yourself to us is insane. I don't compare myself to nobody. I never had a role model growing up because I already knew I wanted to be better than everybody I was around. And I mean it. Like, my daddy always said that for me, like, you always wanted to be, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want to be better than anybody around me. Yeah, I had some great parents, but I don't want to be like them. I want to be like me. Like, I want to, you know, I got the vision is bright. Yes. The future bright for me.
It's like, I like this about them, but I want to do it times 10.
Hey, nah, facts. I learned a lot from my folks. Don't get me wrong, but I don't want to be like nobody. It's nobody I want to be like. Mm-hmm. I love everybody for who they are.
Ooh, and that's
what it is.
Another sign, when people are so obsessive. Obsessive to a point where they want to be like you. You just cut your hair and all of a sudden, boom, this person Shorty. Walk in with the same, like, oh, you was just doing Shorty. A grow out and some wigs and now you, oh, okay. Hey. Like, it's y'all, the obsession is very, very weird. It's very, very cringy. Very, very cringy. Yeah. It's that yes man obsession. Like, oh, yes, everything you do is great. Like,
yes, tell me when I'm wrong. Tell me when I'm wrong.
We could talk about this all day.
We really can. We really can. Because folks don't really try it.
Yeah.
But then again, you played yourself out of a spot. You tricked yourself out of a good person because I'm not the type that walk around, I'm a good person. No. Like I said, God with me. Not God, not that God ain't with them either, but I know me and God relationship.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Straight up.
Dog.
Period.
Straight up.
Period.
Yeah.
So, speaking of, who are the people who help you know that somebody is an op or no longer good for your immediate circle?
So, who my counsel? You. I can go to my mama, my daddy. and my dog Taryn.
Period. We're gonna
chop it every time. We're gonna make it make sense. One thing about, okay, so like this is like just a little fun fact. So I come to D when it's like I'm ready for the solution. Me and Taryn, we'll talk about something 15 times. We don't care. We're gonna flip it upside down this way, that way. We're gonna run it down, run it up. But when I'm ready to, when I know for a fact, okay, this is what that is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm,
that's how it is. I'm gonna go talk to babe. But then again, I will tee with my woman.
Yeah, because we tease it up.
We're gonna tee it up every time.
We tease it up and gets to the solution. It's like we know the solution, but but what about this though? We gonna analyze it every type of way.
We specialize in solutions.
Okay.
We don't coddle victims.
Come on. We specialize in solutions.
Folks that act like victims. We don't coddle folks who want to be victims.
I'm actually a solution-focused therapist.
Period.
You know. Come to me when you want the answers.
Period. Okay, but you got to answer who's in your counsel. Who's your counsel?
Oh, yes. For sure, you.
Hmm. Of course.
You know, you know my girl, Destiny. You know.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Des.
She in South Africa right now.
Living a life.
Period. Yes. Gonna peep some stuff. Who else?
You know, your my daddy. Pops, I was gonna say, your daddy will tee you up.
My pops. Like, and typically, because me and my pops, like, we think so much of the same way that when I'm talking to him and I say it out loud to him, it's like I know exactly what he's going to say. And that, boom, there's my answer before he even gets to say it. But it's like I need to hear it come from him or like from somebody else. So, you know, there is that I think that's really. Is that it? I know I could go to Taryn about some stuff, too. Like if it's like us, if we just chopping it up or whatever and we all like see the same thing, we all at the same spot, right? It's like, hey y'all, did y'all peep bop bop bop?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all remember bop bop bop? Matter of fact, we just did that at the house last weekend. Like hey, boom boom, you know, like lacing it up, like hey, what's going on with this? So
okay, yeah, let's that's put it really, out together right quick. Yeah
that's really it for me for the most part.
We don't really talk our business much. Like we don't talk our business.
Small.
Yeah. You see we said two people in our parents.
Yeah.
It's not facts. That's so true though. Cause I hit my mama. Girl, let me run you down right quick. Look now.
Uh-huh. Not for us. So shoot, some people they come to me for counsel on that too. I know my mama has for sure.
We are the counsel.
Honestly, everybody gonna come. Like everybody. In like family, we're like regardless, like, hey, Dee Dee. Okay, now look, this what happened. What you think?
Sis, cousin, niece.
Yeah.
Sis, cousin, niece, dog.
Man, hey, hey. Yeah. Oh, speaking of niece, I for sure can chop it up with Uncle Bill.
Oh yeah, he gonna run.
If I think something, I'm like, hey. Uncle, we gonna chop it up. We gonna chop it up and turn it every kind of way and talk that shit, cause we can. Just straight up, but yeah. Shout out to the folk.
Shout out to our people. Shout out to our council. Shout out to our fam. Period. What they be doing? They be when you get an award, they be wanna shout out to God. Shout out to my mama. Mama, without you, I wouldn't be here. Okay. How does mental health play a part in having healthy relationships and recognizing unhealthy relationships?
I think our relationships reflect our mental health. I really do.
That's exactly what it is.
When we have people around us that isn't good, I feel like we're going through something internally that we need to battle in physical form in order to get through it. Because at that point, like, people are there for a reason or they're there for a season.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times people are there just for a season. Usually if you're there for a reason, you're there for, like, you know, that's life, right? When you're there for a season, I had to grow to get away from you because I'm not that person that can do that anymore. I have to leave you where you're at. And if you're not growing mentally, if you're not mentally in tune, nine times out of 10, you're going to keep those same toxic relationships. You're going to keep the same toxic job. You're going to keep the same toxic friends, same toxic intimate relationship, same toxic family relationships without them changing or at all. So yes, for sure, I think it reflects. And once you're in a very, very good space mentally, you can look and your friendships and your relationship all of a sudden is better. Everything around you is just better and it grows because your mind and your mentality is growing.
Yep. And I'm on that with you as well. Because when I start, okay, so like I'm 29. So I done lived. I done lived, y'all. So like 21 till, I'm just saying until I was like 23. Because like 23, 24 is when I start like being real serious about life. Like
yeah, frontal
I wasn't
lobe
like,
is,
yeah, I wasn't on no
25 your frontal lobe
no,
is done
rah,
developing.
Rah. You know, like yeah. It like it, and especially like the first year of our relationship, like I'm still like kicking it with all my people or whatever. But then like once I like went on my like spiritual journey about life and just like seeing things different and just like seeing the energy around me and just like actually being intentional about living for real, that's when I start like cutting everybody off. It's just like like gotta go because we only kick it just to do this, we only kick it to party, we only kick you call me to gossip, you know what I'm saying, like all this stuff not healthy, like and I like we the conversations got they're not
we're not talking
about anything.
Yeah.
So yeah, start taking life serious and start like pouring into yourself and start like being serious about yourself and just like your surroundings and your being. You're going to see stuff, see people exactly for how they is, not because of the longevity of y'all friendship, but not because of how near and dear y'all are. Mm-hmm. Oh, they was here when my grandma died. Oh, they was here when this, and guess what? You was there as well.
Mm-hmm.
You need you more than they need you. Y'all, hey.
Yep. Yeah. Hey. And when you're, I will say this. When you are mentally sufficient and full, there is no room for anything in your life to be insufficient.
Talk to them.
Yeah, straight up.
Not that it's some fish and fun. You feel me?
No, for real. Because them bad relationships is like in being in the red.
Nah,
it's negative.
Real.
Straight up. Hey. So, sometimes people don't get cut from our lives, but the relationship changes. What is your experience with this process?
I think this more so on family for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like I'm not gonna cut my family off, but I just know how to deal with certain things and I know how to deal with certain people. Like I'm not gonna tell you this, or I don't have to invite you here, or I don't have to hang with you for certain things and stuff like that. But it's like I love you to death, gonna cook for you, gonna ride for you, but I just can't hang, or the dynamic has changed.
Okay, excuse the little beep beep. Nanny came out the room. She had to come out the room, but and open up the back door. Yeah, but just like Shay was saying, when it comes to like this situation, is more so like with family, because just sometimes you just can't have certain people around. Just like friends, when they're not growing, you've outgrown certain things, certain habits. Like, we just can't do the same things that we once were.
And what's
we're
fun
doing.
To you isn't fun to me.
Yeah.
And it's not the type of fun. It's not the type of fun where I can come with you and we can make it fun. It's the type of fun where it's just like, it's your way with this or the highway.
And yeah.
It's just
and
like,
it's draining. Sometimes, you know, family can be draining. Family can be very messy, very gossipy, very. Just talk about the whole family, talk just bop, 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 family riffs, whatever. And it's like, for whatever reason, like, it is what it is. I don't have to talk to you, to be completely honest. Like, yeah, you family, I love you from a distance, don't wish you no harm, no ill will, but I don't have to talk to you just because we family. Mm-hmm. You know, like, especially if you call yourself, once again, like a falling out, like, the last person you want to fall out with is me, because I mean that, I'm going to stand on that, I'm going to respect your boundaries, and hey, it is what it is. You can eat dirt too. But hey,
eat dirt too.
Yeah, you can eat dirt too, just like the friends who got to get cut off.
Yeah.
It just
behind my peace, it's a,
yeah, it is what real. It is. So yeah, that's how that go.
Mm-hmm. How can toxic relationships affect your intimate partner?
Okay, this is a good one. So I would say, I say, like, toxic relationships, bad relationships, negative relationships, relationships that are holding you back, they stunt your growth. And if your growth is stunted, like, individually, you have to know who you are in a relationship is stunted as well. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you may not be as present for your partner just because you're not even fully growing. You're not allowing yourself to really grow. You haven't made it to that step, like, for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. And like I said, that mental health reflects the type of relationships that we have. So you'll mess around and bring in some negativity into an intimate space because look who you were just around. Yep. Look who you were just spending time with. Look who you just exchanging energy with. Mm-hmm. Look what weird energy you just had around. And you just brought that energy into the house. You just left this safe space to go with some weird energy.
Now you're trying to take from me.
Yeah, and it's just like... And your partner can feel some kind of way about it. Not know how to voice it. It's just, it can just show up in relationships in very odd ways that your partner would necessarily
recognize
or understand at that moment.
Or can't hear, yeah, at that moment.
Can't hear it at not that ready moment. For it because, right now. Like, yeah, because they're not in that phase of their life, of that relationship. So they might not even know what they're bringing into y'all's intimate relationships. And that's why it's so important. To like, regardless of what stage of your relationship that you're in with your partner, always put each other first. Try to put each other first, even when you feel like you're not being put first. Talk it out, work it out, argue, go through the moods, have the attitudes, talk about it. Don't go to sleep mad. Talk about it. Because eventually, when all the bullshit kick rocks, that if that's a true intimate relationship and it really means something, you really with a partner that's like, I see you for who you really are, not just now, but who you will grow to be, mm-hmm. that partner and that relationship gonna be there, and it's going to be worth y'all's glow and y'all's grow together.
Yep.
You okay. Just like
and
straight
then,
up.
Okay, and then boom. When you have, and this isn't, this is for like, this is like grown folks friendships. This ain't no play, you know what I'm saying? Because when you have a real friend, and if you and your friend is 100, and you know for a fact, and you get like in a new relationship and it's quick and stuff, don't get to cutting your friend. And this was my read of the day. Don't get to cutting your friend off for a new love interest when that don't work out. You don't even know that person, and that mm-hmm. don't work out. So when we're talking about friendships and relationships, we're talking about some in-depth stuff, some yeah. knowing that this is yes. my life partners and stuff like that. This isn't no play.
Yes, and see, like, through experience, that's why with certain things, I knew, like, in year one, there are certain things that I knew just straight up. I knew this person was like, but I'm a play it cool, though.
Mm-hmm.
We just getting into this for a year. You've known this person for X, Y, and Z.
Mm-hmm.
Who am I to tell you about this person? You're not ready to hear that yet. I have to understand where we are in our relationship. Do I want to get here? Am I here for the long game or for this quick, Yeah. This quick thrill,
see,
right quick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And see, so discernment. You have to, discernment, yes, exactly. Intuition.
You got to, you discernment gotta be intuition in tune.
For real.
Because you, like I said, because you would trick yourself at a spot. If you let me, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, over talking, yeah, yeah. Writing a check, your ass can't cash. Mm-hmm. Like, straight up. Like, you have to be careful. And you, and it's not that you kiss an ass, but the thing is, be in tune with your intuition. How we started this podcast, your intuition, be in tune with it.
Mm-hmm.
Your intuition is going to tell you when to act, when not to act. Your intuition is going to tell you when to keep taking track and when, okay, the track is done. Like, it's going to let you know. Have a relationship with it and just know what it is that you're getting yourself into. Don't be so hot-headed that you over-talk yourself. Don't talk yourself up out of a position.
Don't trick yourself out,
okay,
of position.
Okay, come on now. Come that, on that now. Ain't, know where, like, who?
Nobody.
Know where you are in that first stage of the relationship. Know where you are. Don't be trying to sit up here and dictate every little relationship that this partner got. Y'all just getting in this thing.
And you don't own
Let
nobody.
Let some things play out.
These are not your, these your folks, but these,
yes,
your relationship, I don't own D, they don't own me.
Yes,
like, we are not
time,
attached to each other.
Don't,
like,
stunt your partner's growth and their growth in learning who their people are around them, or learning who your, don't stunt your partner's growth in learning who their real friends are and are not. You may be coming with a certain power in a relationship that they haven't quite developed, mm-hmm, all the way yet.
And they don't have nothing
and
to do
vice
with
versa.
You yet.
Let them go and be free. Be connected, not attached. You, mm-hmm, can't, you can't run that. You can't run everything. Eventually you will get to the point, if you just liked it, if you like that, you're going to get to a point with this person where y'all can have these conversations. It's going to come up. They will grow out. And what things will change, whatever the dynamics, it's going to be, mm-hmm, what it is. But don't stunt your partner's growth at the end of the day. And just like a toxic relationship can affect an intimate partnership, a positive one can too.
Hey,
like,
seriously.
Yeah. Shout out to my sister, Taryn.
At the point, like,
that's my dog, hey, right there.
Yeah, that's, hey, if you don't know Taryn, Taryn's on the episode, but Taryn is my motherfucking dog.
Yeah.
Like, that's my life partner for real. Like,
yeah.
What they say, we gonna get rich together.
Yeah.
We getting rich together.
Yeah, for real. And just like that is like destiny for me, and shoot, Destiny and Shay, they locked in together. So hey, keep all things around you that feed you, your relationships, and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
You know, real equal around.
And understand
here.
Balance.
Yep.
Understand the balance in everything.
Yep.
Yin,
yep,
and yang. Up and down. Okay, we ain't gonna up and down because it's always up. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
But y'all know what
Excuse
I'm saying.
Me. Yeah, so we kind of got into this one already. How important is the relationship you have with yourself and encouraging healthy relationships?
Oh, well, if you can't show up for yourself, you can't show up for nobody. So,
yeah.
It's like, put yourself first at all times, and then somebody comes next.
Yeah.
Even, and this is in everything is a relationship. Everybody. A
everything.
Connection with everybody and everything is a relationship. So, in all relationships, put yourself first. I don't care if you got kids. Put yourself first.
Because
if you can't be there for yourself, you can't be there for them kids. They're going to get half-assed parenting. So, it's like, if you can't, just be there for yourself.
Yeah, be there for yourself. And if you got somebody, they come second to no one.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything else is up under that. Yourself, first and foremost, that goes unsaid,
mm-hmm,
you know, boom. But then you got a partner, that's who coming. Nobody messes that up. Nobody gets in the way of that.
Who?
And yeah,
who?
just protect it. Protect your space. The circle got smaller. Everybody can't go. Shout out to Nipsey. And that's just straight up. Things have changed. Just here recently, I've just, you know, noticed different things and people changing. They're not supporting me. They're not reciprocating. Some people that I've known for like a real long time, you're not in my immediate circle.
Mm-hmm.
You're not in my immediate circle. My immediate circle is very, 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 very small.
It's
like very small. So
I wish y'all could see me because it's like this small.
Yeah,
y'all can't see though, but it's that small.
Yeah, so just make sure y'all take some time to even evaluate. Consider some of the things that we've said on this podcast because, yeah. And that's just that on that.
And we live by everything we say on her, y'all.
Oh, yeah. I'm never
This ain't no gimmick.
Yeah, I'm never going to talk about nothing that I haven't experienced.
This is not an ad. This is not a paid gig.
Yeah. No, no, no.
Yeah.
That's really that on that. So we can move into the lighter stuff real quick to close out the podcast. The music right now is Pink Friday.
Hello. That's all we got to talk about.
It's Pink Friday.
Woke up on it. I ain't got into it yet, but I'm going to be into it because I love the first one.
I'm pretty happy about it because I feel like when I heard it, like I was like jamming, but I just wasn't immediately attached to it. Usually if I'm immediately attached to something, I'm going to grow out of it. But if I'm not and I have to go listen to it again, like in the crime, I'm going to be like, okay, this is going, it's going to age on me. And that's kind of how the first Pink Friday did. Like, I will say she is most definitely in her Pink Friday bag. Like, this is giving Pink Friday. It's not giving, like, different eras of Nicki. This one is literally giving Pink Friday, too. Like, it's like she's older, but it's still, like, that same sound. Like, it's crazy how she went, reached back in her bag. Because artists typically can't do that. Like, Drake can't do Take Care Drake no more. You know what I'm saying?
If you let me.
Like, straight up. Yeah. But for Nicki to go back in her Pink Friday bag, like, that was a time, that was an era. So, I appreciate that. Shout out to the Barbs. What about shows? What shows you watching right now, babe?
Why am I laughing? I don't
She watch her judge shows.
I be watching People's Court. Don't judge me. Judge yourself. Okay? With Judge Maybelline. Million, I mean. Not Maybelline. I don't watch Maybelline. Maybe it's Maybelline. I think that's what I was thinking about. But Judge Million on People's Court, I do. And me and D watching Salem every now and then when we think about it. Taryn been telling me forever, and D cut it on the other day, Young Sheldon, he is so funny, okay? Like, he is so funny.
Yeah, that's good.
But other than that, I don't really, I don't know.
Right now, I just finished season one yesterday of Joe Pickett. Hey, that mug's so good. I also just finished, Lessons in Chemistry last night as well. That's on Apple TV. The Crowded Room and Blackbird is also on Apple TV.
The Crowded Room and Blackbird.
Man, for real. That's some good stuff. And The Changeling. Like, I love a good psychological thriller.
I need to see that.
Yeah, love a good psychological thriller. I'm only on episode 2, so.
Is that in the room or?
Yes, on Apple TV. Okay. And sports wise, shout out to South Carolina. Lakers just won last night for the little in-season tournament BS, whatever. I don't really got much to say about sports.
You know, I don't got nothing
to say. Yeah, yeah. You got a quote?
We said it so many times today. Don't let nobody trick you at your position.
And don't even trick yourself.
Nobody can make you do anything. They don't make you have an attitude. You made yourself have an attitude. They triggered you, but you made yourself have attitude. So don't let nobody trick you at your spot, and always stand up for yourself.
I like that. My quote is, it's kind of long, but no matter the mental health battles you are fighting, you have to want to be better. And if you think someone is judging you, you're probably judging yourself. Don't allow like a stigma or what somebody may think about you being depressed or being feeling bad.
That was in my read this morning too. Wow.
Like, don't let that stop you from, like, stop it. You're judging yourself.
That's just a jacket, you know, that somebody see.
Yeah, like, and if in the mental health, like, you have to want to be better. It doesn't matter what you're battling. You have to want to be better. And if you don't want it, you're going to keep on going in circles. That's just how life works.
True.
Yep. And just some little last words that I have. As far as it comes to like this whole cutting people off, everybody can go, starting getting smaller and so on. At the end of the day, I encourage all to go with their gut, especially when you're not a paranoid person. You've seen what you have seen for a reason. Things were revealed in front of you for a reason. If you don't use your voice, negative relationships will start to affect your healthy ones and what you think of yourself. Negativity is like poison. Keep it far. You're better without it.
So much better without it.
Straight up.
Yeah, I love this episode.
Me too.
Cut them all off. No, I'm just kidding, y'all. I'm just kidding.
Man, come on, babe.
I'm just on that route right now. I'm a 10 checking in. Checking out. How you feeling? I mean, you know what I'm saying. I'm a 10 checking out. We talked. We laughed. We loved.
And we conquered.
We did. What you feeling on the way out?
I'm feeling a 10. She a 10. I'm feeling a 10 on 10 on 10 on 10. Shawty is a 10. You feel me? And I'm ready to have a good time with my best friend.
Shout out to Shelby for her pajama jam tonight. Her birthday, her 30th birthday pajama jam is tonight, and we are going.
My girl, 30.
My sister's 30. She's now the third floor, and I love that for her.
Welcome to the third floor.
She is now a school.
But yeah, peace, love, and hair grease. Win the day because the day is for sure already won. And stay in your lane. Peep what you peep. Know what you know. Don't talk yourself out of your position, your spot, or your lane. Hey, we out. Win a day.
You know what it take to be great. Apply the pressure, then gonna start off by winning the day. Winning the day. I'm winning the day. Yeah, I'm winning the day. I'm winning the day. I'm winning the day. Yeah, I'm winning the day. 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 I'm winning a day.